Chapter 7. The Cottage. As the young woman spoke, she knocked at the door of the brown cottage. An old lady opened the door, and the girl asked the old lady to give them some milk. They were invited in, and the little girl looked around. She admired the spinning wheel, chairs, and pictures on the walls. "Ah, but you shall see the other room," the old peasant woman said. Then she led them into a small study room. One could see that her loving hand had taken much care in arranging it. There was even a small piano. The old lady did not speak at first. She gave her guests time to recover from their amazement. Then she pointed proudly to the piano. "I bought that for my daughters," she said with both sadness and joy. "I wanted to keep them at home with me, so I saved enough money to buy the piano. Loving music and books, they had always wanted to have one, so I gave them this corner of the house." "Where are they this afternoon?" the girl asked. "Ah," the old woman answered sadly, "they did not care to stay, but it was natural enough. Besides, they come to visit me often enough." "And then they play for you?" the girl asked gently. "They say the piano is out of tune," the old lady said. "I don't know. Perhaps you can tell." The young woman sat down at the piano and struck a few notes. "Yes," she said, "it is badly out of tune. Give me the tuning tool." Smiling at Oswald Everard, she added, "I am sorry, but I cannot neglect my duty. Don't wait for me." "I will wait for you," he said sullenly. He went outside to smoke his pipe and tried to be patient. When finished tuning, she played some simple melodies. She played ones she knew the old woman would love and understand. When she saw that the listener's eyes were wet, she turned away. "Play once again," the old woman whispered. "I am dreaming of beautiful things." So the little tuner touched the keys again like an angel. Finally, she rose to say goodbye. "Tell your daughters that the piano is now tuned. Then they will play for you the next time they come."
"I shall always remember you, miss," the old woman said. And she took the childlike face and kissed it.
Oswald Everard was waiting in the hayfield for his companion. She apologized to him for this little professional interruption. So he recovered from his sullenness. "It was very good of you to tune the old lady's piano," he said. He looked at her with new interest. "Someone had to do it, of course," she answered brightly. "And I am glad the chance fell to me. It is a comfort to think that her daughters will play and make her very happy."
"You surprise me greatly," he said. "I cannot understand why you chose your profession, and you play quite nicely, too."
"I am sorry that my profession bothers you," she answered. "Be thankful that I am nothing worse than a tuner, like a snob, for instance." And she chased after a butterfly and left him to recover from her words. He was conscious of having deserved a reproof. When at last he reached her, he apologized. "I forgive you," she said, laughing. "You and I are not looking at things from the same point of view. But we have had a wonderful morning together, and tomorrow I go on my way."
"And tomorrow you go," he repeated. "Can it not be the day after tomorrow?"
"I am a bird of passage," she said, shaking her head. "You must not seek to hold me. I have taken my rest, and off I go to other places."